Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Ricky Pearsall, he didn't close out the first round. Second to last pick of the first round, going to the Niners there. I think a lot of folks were surprised by the Pearsall pick because I think folks had Pearsall kind of sort of penciled into the second, third round, day two guy for sure. But the Niners, I think they loved what they saw. And again, just from a production standpoint, San Francisco, despite throwing the fourth fewest attempts to wide receivers, still pretty above average in production, 13th most yards to wide receivers, the 12th most touchdowns, and the 5th best completion percentage when throwing to wide receivers in 2023. Ricky Pearsall, I was surprised for a couple of different reasons, and maybe not. Maybe it's a foretelling of sorts that they want to move on from one of their two top wide receivers, but certainly it did not feel like this was a position of need for the San Francisco 49ers. Again, kind of sort of given the fact that they've got, you know, Debo and Ayuk wrecking shop back there. Did they really need another wide receiver? The answer is yes, only if you think that they're trying to move on from one of those two guys.
Yeah, I think also you could argue that they aren't really set up well long-term at the position because you've got to, in my opinion, what you've got to do is you've got to get Ayuk under contract. Like, uh-huh. And you've got to get that done.
Yeah.
One way or another, whatever the cost is.
Right.
You drafted this guy, developed this guy, like actually, not even just like draft and develop. Like you really put a lot of effort into, you know, and we know that here at Reception Perception, you put a lot of effort specifically developing him as a professional.
Right, right.
So you can't let that guy walk, right? And by the way, I think he's your best offensive player this side of Christian McCaffrey.
I agree.
So you got to get that done. But he is on the last year of his deal. Like Debo, I think is there. This is probably, even if he's there this year, it's probably his last year. Juwan Jennings, who's a really good role player for them, is also only on a one-year deal because they retained him as a restricted free agent. So long-term, they are not well set up at the position. And I think you want to get somebody in the – they took, by the way, another receiver in the draft. They took Jacob Cowing in the fourth
slot round. Guy from Arizona, yeah.
So I think they looked at this as, oh, we need to make sure that we're stocked with receivers, especially if they're going to pay Brock Purdy. And Kittle, by the way, is
that's interesting.
Probably, you know, coming to the end of his time as a 49er, right? Unless they restructure his contract. And it's just he plays a violent position, all that type of stuff. Like, I think they're not as well set up long term as people want to imagine. But I do agree with you that even though neither one of these guys was dealt on draft weekend, and typically if you're not dealt on draft weekend, like, you're going to be on the team, especially for a team that wants to win the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
But there's a chance that, again, 365 days from now, we're talking about a very different San Francisco wide receiver room, whether they move on from Debo or Jennings. I think if Jennings hit free agency, he'd get like at least the Gabe Davis contract.
It's if I'm a Niners fan, I'm disappointed. Not because Ricky Pearsall is a bad player, but you have a very small window in the NFL to upset Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
And you got to take it, man. And with their current unit, they've got Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey. By the way, man, Christian McCaffrey, like, look, I get that he's been awesome. But given the position, given his age,
yeah,
how much?
Yep, there's a window there, right?
Right. So, again, what are we talking about here? You know, it's a luxury pick for a team that is knocking on the door to win a Super Bowl. Make a pick, in my opinion, make a pick to go win that chip. Don't make a pick thinking about the future, even though generally when we do the draft, we're thinking about the future and we extol those teams who have that forward-thinking momentum. In this one particular case, because they're so goddamn close, Matt, just make a pick to push you over the top. I was disappointed in the Ricky Pearsall pick.
Okay. You said you have a small window to upset Patrick Mahomes and win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What was the number one talking point about the San Francisco 49ers offense from a personnel perspective coming out of the Super Bowl?
whether they could retain all of those pieces.
No. Like, what happened in the game?
Oh, in the game?
It was the... How many times was it pointed out by smart analysts that the receivers didn't beat man coverage enough, especially Deebo Samuel,
especially
Jawan Jennings. I like Jennings, but he's like not a high
quality.
He's a role player.
Right.
Good role player, but he's a role player.
Yeah.
Really, Ayuk is their only man coverage beater. Deebo Samuel is a very good receiver. He's more than just a little gadgety guy, but he's a zone beater. He's a guy that you get on crossing routes, but like true third down, high leverage situations, he's not going to win you those one-on-one matchups at a high, consistent level. That has been proven on film in his reception perception profile
for
years now. What is Ricky Pearsall great at? Beating man coverage.
Right.
87th percentile success rate versus man coverage, 75.8%. He was number two among the prospects I charted, behind only Roma Dunze, in terms of beating man coverage.
Wow.
Now, is this maybe like, again, you could sit here and argue right back at me that this is a hyper fixation of a pick.
Mm-hmm.
I would understand that. But I do think that when you look at the 49ers offense, and this is an issue with this tree generally.
Yeah.
I think the Texans face this issue. When that's why they traded for Stephon Diggs. Like, yeah, we've got two really good receivers, but you know what? Our dropback pass game's not nearly as good as our early down, like play action stuff, right? We talked about that when we talked about the Diggs trade.
Yeah.
I think that's what this tree is realizing, that we need to be better on like third downs, high leverage situations. And like, look at Pearsall's route tree, man.
Yeah.
This guy gets open at all three levels.
Yeah.
He gets open on layup routes. He gets open on dig routes. I mean, bro, we are the dig route guys.
Yes,
the 49ers are the dig route offense. 88.6% success rate, 12.5% of his routes.
Insane.
It's a perfect fit.
Insane.
And I would argue that from an offensive perspective, they could use some help on the line. I think you could probably pick some nits that they haven't done that quite enough. They're a little volatile from an offensive line perspective, but you know what helps? The pass protection when you get open. Again, beyond Brandon Ayuk, don't have guys on this team that can create and win as route runners on their own.
Okay.
Now, with Ricky Pearsall, you do.
All right, well, there you go. You may have convinced me, to be honest with you. I think you may have, because you're also playing into my whole thing, which is I love teams that have built up a crazy strength.
Right.
And then...
If we're going to praise the Bears for doing that, I think we should also... Like, what's going to push the 49ers closer? Getting a mid-tier starter at right tackle, or getting another another damn defensive lineman. How many defensive linemen do they need? I do think that the depth beyond the impact starters
is not great
in San Francisco. So now you have situations where you leave Pearsall one-on-one, he's gonna smoke you. Like, he on third downs, drop back situations, that's gonna help Brock Purdy take the next step as a quarterback.
Okay, I like it. All right, you've convinced me. All right, screw it. Great pick by the
I've had to do this, and next episode we'll talk Jalen Polk. Yeah. I've been surprised at how much, like, Pearsall, I know he wasn't a projected first rounder, but and we'll talk about Jalen Polk. But you're not the only one I've had to do some convincing on.
Okay, well, you've got me. You've got me convinced. I'm in now. All right, I'm in on Ricky Pearsall. Good stuff.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.